Well, since it's Friday, it's time for another look at one of the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year. Kelly Sidorek of Blackfoot won in the Community Builder category. Blackfoot is a hamlet in east central Alberta in the county of Vermilion River and is about 10 kilometers west of Lloydminster. AFSC's Community Builder category honors those who bring communities together, elevate the ag community and industry, and then wind up going that extra mile to accomplish those goals. We had a chance to chat with Kelly about the world of agriculture these days and how she's feeling about winning that award.
Oh, very humbled and honored, Cheryl. You know, we go about our lives doing what we do, and that's certainly, that isn't one of the reasons why. So when an opportunity comes up like this to get recognized, it is very honoring.
For you yourself, maybe you can tell me a little bit about some of your background in farming. Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, more or less. Our family's been involved in farming and ranching forever, and with various opportunities along the way, for the most part, grew up in it. And all the opportunities through that, 4-H comes to mind, you know, the local exhibition association. So all along, from the get-go, there was a lot of ag community involvement. And we're very fortunate in our operation to always just be included in everything and, you know, capabilities recognized and respected. So I truly value that.
Let's talk a little bit about your current operation then. What kind of farming do you do currently? And are you alone in the farming business? Are you with family? How does everything kind of play out?
We are a family beef operation. So we run a cow-calf herd. We run a yearling herd. And some of it's owned and some of it's custom. So multi-enterprise, multi-family members are involved.
I guess when we're looking at the fact that this is a Women in Ag Award, what do you see kind of for the future of women in agriculture? Like, is there enough yet? Is there more that you know can be accomplished for women in agriculture?
Well, I really am excited about the fact that there's more and more women involved all the time that I see on all different kinds of levels. You know, whether it's a primary producer on the farm and ranch itself, or whether it's, you know, working in ag business or some of the other ag careers. And I think there's more and more opportunities opening up all the time. And the fact that we really do have a lot of flexibility in the enterprises we pursue, I think really benefits the women in ag.
You're a holistic management certified educator. How does that work in the world of agriculture? Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about that.
For sure. It's a whole farm and ranch planning process that we got involved in a number of years ago, and it looks at the finances of the operation. It looks at the land and the livestock. And very importantly for me, it also looks at the people side of things, the human resource. So, you know, call it the three pillars or what you will that we've focused on for a number of years. So I've always appreciated that inclusion of the human resource, because I really think that is an important piece of all the interconnected pieces. So that decision making and the fact that we sit down and create joint shared values-based visions and really get strategic about our planning has really served our operation well.
That's something that's really important for a lot of farmers, isn't it? Is to make sure you've got that. It's not just a case of being on the land itself, dealing with the animals. Like, you have to have a really good plan in place too.
I mean, you'll have heard the quote adage, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. And that's really something that we try to do. But then, you know, everyone's human too, so it doesn't always go according to plan, as you can well imagine. But yeah, I think that is an important piece of it.
You've been involved in a lot of different events as well in the Lloydminster region, Harvest Festival, Cowgirl Yoga Retreat, the Inspiring Women Conference. There's a lot going on outside and inside of agriculture that you're very involved in.
You know, I always think that, again, the opportunities that we have, you know, we have our primary operation, but then try to make sure that there is potential for each of the individuals to pursue some of their other interests. And so for me, you can see, like with Harvest Festival, a local food event, there's a lot of overlap with that, but also just honoring women in the community and from a local level are some of the different areas that I've had the great fortune to work along with.
If you were to be a mentor, and maybe you are already, to a lot of maybe younger women or women just getting into the farming business in some aspect or another, what kind of advice would you have for them?
Informally, I definitely strive to be a mentor. I had some good ones, and I like to be able to pass it on. But I think part of it is, you know, really being able to discover what your own passions and interests and talents are. And again, that's the beauty of the agriculture, is that we can adapt our operations. I think that's a lesson for succession planning too, so that if you can really key into that and figure out what the things are that you're really interested in, your strengths, I think that's what makes individuals and operations thrive, honestly.
That's Kelly Sidorek of Blackfoot, one of the winners of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year in the Community Builder category. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.